Welcome to Concafe for the 13th day of March, year of our Lord 2024. So glad you could join us. I pray this bring a blessing to you, and may God make clear his plan for you and for me. We're going to the Old Testament station, pulling into Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34, in the Message version of the Bible. And the devotional is called The New Covenant of Hope. A new covenant of hope. Are you ready to get into God's word? I am. Verse 31. That's right. The time is coming when I will make a brand new covenant with Israel and Judah. It won't be a repeat of the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took their hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. They broke that covenant, even though I did my part as their master, God's decree. This is the brand new covenant that I will make with Israel when the time comes. I will put my law within them, write it on their hearts, and be their God. And they will be my people. They will no longer go around setting up schools to teach each other about God. They'll know me firsthand, the dull and the bright, the smart and the slow. I'll wipe the slate clean for each of them. I'll forget they ever sinned. God's decree. If this ordered cosmos ever fell to pieces. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say, Gracias de Dios. Thanks be to God. Well, happy Wednesday, dear friend. May the grace and peace of the Lord Jesus be with you on this special day. May we seek to glorify God and reach others who don't know quite how God loves them. And may we do our best to win them for him. May we continue to pray for one another, especially those who are in need. May our prayer continue to be, Lord, send me among the ones no one else wants or sees, and give us the message of love and hope that they long to hear. Think about that prayer. There are among us people nobody wants, and even sadder, people among us that no one sees, including sometimes ourselves. Well, friends, our God is a God of covenants. Such is the love of God that God is an all-in for all time and all love God. Think about that. God is an all-in. In other words, there's no compromise. He's completely in for all time. He'll never back out of a covenant. And all love, that's who he is. God is so invested in us that he made and has kept five foundational covenants. The first one was the Noah covenant. That's hard to say. It's Noah, the name of Noah with I-C at the end, made after the great flood in which God established a covenant with Noah and all his living creatures. The covenant has its own sign, the rainbow, which symbolized God's promise never to flood the earth again. The second is the Abrahamic covenant, which, as the name says, is between Abraham and his descendants into a great nation. God promises to make them a nation, to bless them, and give them the land of Canaan. This covenant also has a sign, which is circumcision. The third covenant was the Mosaic covenant with his people through Moses and the giving of the Ten Commandments and other laws as part of the covenant. It also outlined the relationship with God, between God and the people of Israel. The fourth covenant is the Davidic covenant, which was made between God and David, promising his lineage would be an enduring one. The covenant anticipated the coming of the Messiah, who would be from David's lineage. And the fifth covenant is the one promised here, the new covenant, fulfilled in Jesus Christ. It was his sacrificial death and resurrection that established the covenant, which replaced the old system of sacrifices. The sign of this covenant is the Lord's Supper, or Holy Communion, or Eucharist, depending on your tradition. This new covenant, as Jeremiah decreed, signifies a profound intimacy between God and his people. No longer will they need to rely on external teaching to know the Lord, for his presence will be tangible within them. Through this covenant, God offers forgiveness for their sins, wiping the slate clean and remembering their transgressions no more. As recipients of this new covenant through Jesus Christ, we are invited into a deep relationship with God. His Spirit resides within us, enabling us to live in obedience and intimacy with Him. We no longer need to strive to know God from a distance. God revealed Himself to us personally and intimately when we surrendered to Him. Let's pray. Loving God, we are in awe and in gratitude of this new covenant of hope and forgiveness that You have established through Jesus Christ. Thank You for writing Your law on our hearts and dwelling within us by Your Spirit. Help us to live in the reality of this covenant each day, experiencing Your presence and walking in obedience to Your will. May Your love and forgiveness transform us from the inside out so that we may reflect Your glory to the world around us. It's in Jesus' strong name that we pray. Amen. Dear friend, have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Here is your call to action. Consider those areas in your life where you may need to experience God's transforming power and forgiveness. Surrender those areas to Him, inviting His Spirit to work in your heart and empower you to live in obedience and intimacy with Him. If this has blessed you, dear friend, let the world know. Press all the buttons there. Tell the world God loves them, Jesus died for them, and the Holy Spirit is with them to comfort and guide them. Make the world know. We want to win the world for Jesus Christ. I love you, and I thank God for you. May the Lord bless you and keep you now and forever. Amen.